This podcast contains explicit language. If you've got kids around, time to put on some headphones.
Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And we are friends and writing partners who are pregnant at the exact same time, so we decided to do a podcast about it.
This week on the show, we have our weekly check-ins, and we have our regular segment, Oh My God, I'm Freaking Out, where we talk about the things that are freaking us out this week in pregnancy. And then we end with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Hey guys, welcome.
Hey, welcome to the show.
This is exciting. We're on our fifth show, Shauna.
All right. Ready? Oh my God, that means we're just chugging along in these pregnancies of ours. Chugga chugga.
I know. Just can't stop, won't stop.
Let's do our check-ins. Laura, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, so I am now in week 12.
Woohoo!
And the big thing that happened to me this week is I went for that NT scan.
Oh.
And, you know, we had talked about that before, when you had yours. Mm-hmm. And so I went, it's the one, what is it, nuchal translucency?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And it went great. Fine.
Good.
I don't know really. You know, I went and saw a specialist who knows really what they're looking at. I don't know. Does everyone get their NT scan done by a specialist?
You know, I don't know if everybody does, but I always have. So that's my assumption. A perinatologist.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that what it's really measuring is the amount of fluid in behind your baby's neck or in the back of your baby's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was apparently just the right amount of fluid.
Yay!
So, yay. So, that means good things, and they said everything's great, and yeah.
How was it to see, like, the baby, like, kicking around in there and stuff? Did you guys any, like, reactions to that?
Well, he was tumbling.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like head over heels, back and forth. I don't know how they don't get tangled up constantly in the umbilical cord.
Oh my God, I wonder that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're just tumbling around constantly. I couldn't believe how much he was moving. Like, if we were trying to, I know it's 12 weeks, it's too early to find out the gender by ultrasound anyway, but if we had been trying to, it would have been pointless because he was just like somersaulting everywhere. So it was pretty cute. It was nice to see. And it's nice to have another piece of evidence that it is a healthy, good pregnancy. So
awesome.
That's my update. What about you? What week are you in now?
16. So I'm moving on into that second trimester a little bit further. And not too much remarkable this week, but I did want to report that I popped.
You popped?
Yeah. So
can you tell me what that means? I think I have an idea, but
so basically I feel like, and this happened in my first pregnancy too, is I'm going along in the first trimester and my tummy feels like it's getting a little bit bigger, but just kind of in a general like beer belly kind of way. And then all of a sudden it's like, I think your uterus like comes up over your pelvic bone and you really feel like your pregnancy belly is like popped out a little bit more and it actually looks a little bit more like a pregnancy belly. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I feel like that was the first time that I'm really kind of started to look like a pregnant lady. And so I was like, oh my God, I can't like keep hiding this from work very much longer. I feel like it's starting to get obvious. You know, the maternity shorts and jeans and all that stuff are really coming in handy now that I've popped.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah, so that's about it. I'm starting to think about maternity leave too, speaking of work, and just what I'm going to do at that point. And that's a big stress for me. And I haven't figured anything out yet, but it is totally on my mind.
You know, that might be a good segue to our next segment.
Oh, yes. Let's segue it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids.
But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
What is our next segment?
Our next segment is, Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
I love this segment.
Yeah, it's just where we discuss the things we're freaking out about this week. And normally I would ask you what you're freaking out about, but since I said it was a good seg, I feel like I should admit what mine is first,
go,
right?
Go.
Which is that I told my work, in air quotes, and I'll explain why it's air quotes, that I'm pregnant this week.
Ooh.
Which seems, yeah, I mean, it seems early to me, 12 weeks, but I'm in a little bit of a special situation.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm completely self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a freelancer, and I mainly do web development. And I have some major clients. So I have this one client that I work with most of the time, and you actually worked with them too for a while when you were freelance mm-hmm. project managing. And I knew there were all these projects coming up, and they kept asking me if I would sign on to these projects. And one of them is literally supposed to launch on my due date. And so I've just been kind of vague about it for the last couple weeks, you know, like, 'cause I can't say anything until, you know, things are clear and I know this pregnancy is sticking around.
Yeah.
But I knew I needed to give them a heads up before too long, because they have to find another web developer. And we have one other web developer we work with most of the time, who's great, but it's, I knew that me being gone was going to need to be prepared for. So I told he's not my boss at all, because I'm self-employed. I'll call him Ian, because okay. That's his name. I don't think he would mind me using his name. So I told Ian, and he was very excited and very sweet about it. It probably doesn't hurt that his wife is pregnant and due very, very soon.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So, you know, he's in the same boat and he knows how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest thing was that I told him, and then he said, "Oh no, when are you due?" And I told him, and he said, "Oh no, our project manager is due a month before you."
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So our project manager, I found out, is also pregnant, which is very exciting, and we're due, I think she's due actually right when you're due,
mm-hmm.
Shauna. That was fun. It was really cool to find out. And we were laughing because we had launched this gigantic website a couple weeks before. And we both were in our first trimester feeling terrible. Like, we both felt like shit. And so I sent her a Slack message. I was like, "Oh my God, we were both like having morning sickness and feeling terrible this whole time. And neither of us knew it." And
she's like, "Ships oh, passing man. In the nauseous night."
Yes. Oh my God. So it was a nice thing to tell them. And then of course now I'm freaking out about it because I'm freelance, I don't really have much of a safety net. You know, I have to work to make money. I don't have maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up for the freelancer's version of the California unemployment, what they call it, the ED. The California unemployment gives you some money for taking a maternity leave, and you can opt into it if you're a freelancer and just pay quarterly into it. So I did that a year ago, so I'm all set with that. But still, you know, it doesn't really cover what you normally make. So I have to start thinking about, when am I going to go back to work? Like, when am I, you know, and they asked, "Okay, so what are you planning?" And I was like, "Oh, I'd like to take like 3 months off, but I don't know if I can." And also, boundaries are hard when you work from home, because
mm-hmm.
you're already not, you know, I don't work 40 hours a week every week, 9 to 5. You know, it's a different situation. Some days I work a couple hours a day because we don't have a big project, and some hours I work, you know, 15 hour days because we have a big deadline.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, so I am a little concerned about what's going to happen. And then also, technology changes so fast. There's this, I build mostly in WordPress, and to not bore you to tears, there's this new update of WordPress coming up that's like a complete change in the way they build everything. It's like,
oh.
Yeah, it's like this thing that everyone's panicking about, and it's probably going to happen right when I'm on maternity leave. So like, am I going to come back and everything I know is out of date, and I'm going to suddenly be out of a job and have no skills? And
oh, yeah, yeah, right. Like, you can't just pick that up in 2 quick seconds.
I love your faith in me, Shauna, but it is a really big change, and it's a technology that I don't fully understand. And I've also been a little bit like ostrichy with it. I've been, mm-hmm. I see that it's coming. It's called Gutenberg because it's supposed to be so revolutionary. It's like the Gutenberg printing press.
Whoa.
I know. And I've just, every time I see forum posts about it or blog posts that are like, learn more about Gutenberg, I'm just like, nope. Too busy, gotta do other things. So, anyway, that's what I'm freaking out about.
Rightfully so.
How about you?
So, this week I am freaking out. As you know, I have a child already, a daughter. She's 2.5. Mm-hmm. And when you have your first child, as you'll find out, you just are just over the moon in love with your baby. And, oh my God, it's this special bond. And I was lucky I was able to... spent a lot of time with her before I went back to a full-time job, like a year and a half, some of it working from home. But we just had such an amazing bond, and I had so much time with her, and I love her so much. And now I'm like, I'm freaking out about two things. A, am I going to love the second baby as much? Aww. I don't know. My daughter has just such a special place in my heart. It feels one of a kind, you know? And I know moms, and like in my mom's group and stuff, they chime in with this stuff all the time. And every second time, third time mom reassures you, don't worry, don't worry. You will get that bond with your second child. It'll be just as great. It'll be wonderful. But it's the unknown, you know? It's just totally the unknown of... how am I going to feel? I don't know. And then the second thing, of course, is this second child going to disrupt my wonderful relationship with the child I already have? Because mm-hmm. I will tell you, I had a wonderful relationship with my dog, Chili. We had such a special bond for a year and a half. And then I got a hair up my ass and adopted a second dog who was super cute, Sasha. But whoa, that totally changed the dynamic in the household. Chili became weird, and I fell in love with Sasha, and then, like, Chili didn't seem to love me as much, and I'm totally comparing my dogs to my child and future child. It's all I have to go on, really, so I am really wondering how this is all going to play out in my life, and I guess I'll find out in December.
You will. I mean, I assume it will all be fine and your heart will just grow twice as big, which is what they say. But I don't know. I haven't been there.
I don't know. My heart could be a steely trap of, I don't know, nothing. I don't know. It's just so hard to imagine. Like, really, you can expand and, like, have more love and give more love and feel more love? That's what they say. So I'm holding out hope, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I get a little worried.
But tell me about this. So, you know, we're thinking back to a time before your daughter.
Yeah.
And to now, comparing to now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any concept of the amount you would love her?
No. I mean, theoretically, yes. But when that feeling hit me for the first time, it was unbelievable. It was unreal.
So my, you know, logical, you know, Spock-like, no emotion analysis would be that if that happened, it could happen again, right?
I suppose it could. I suppose it could. I welcome the experience. Say, yes.
To bring our animals into it, I understand the animal issue because I had my beloved cat Molly for, how long did I have her? 14 years, something? And she passed away last September at a ripe old age. And I have my other cat Magnus, who I also love dearly. And when I got the new kitten, we have a new kitten. He's just under a year old.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, I was like, I don't think I'm going to like him as much as Molly. You know, like, yeah. There's no way I could.
Right? Molly has a special place this. In your heart.
Yeah. And it's different. Also, he's a fucking cat. So people are going to write in and say we're such assholes for comparing our kids to our pets.
I don't know. It's the things, creatures we love and take care of. And it is similar in a way. I mean, not 100% obviously, but.
Yeah, I was holding him like a baby the other day, which is, he's the first cat I've ever been able to do that with. So that was really exciting. And just sort of like gazing into his eyes. Aww, lovingly.
That's what I get to do that with Chili, too. He's good about that.
Chili's a sweet
guy. His little brown eyes, we call it his cocoa stare.
I love both your dogs. I think they're both super sweet. And your daughter is more sweet and more special. And I can't wait to meet your second daughter.
Thank you. Me too.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
All right, so moving on into our last segment, our BFPs and BFNs, our highs and lows for the week. Who wants to kick this one off?
Why don't you go, Shauna, since I hijacked the last one.
Okay. Well, this week I have a BFP, and interestingly enough, it is related to what you talked about in the last segment, because as I mentioned, maternity leave is on my mind, and I don't think my company is going to offer me much, if anything. And so I am feeling very grateful this week that the state of California offers disability payment for pregnancy leave and for family bonding. Which is huge. I don't know how many states in the U.S. offer a benefit like that. I want to say I don't know, five. It's really amazing. It took me by surprise when I had my first child too, because at the time I was working part-time, freelance and stuff the same. So I was able to take advantage. It doesn't pay your full salary. It pays about 55% to 60% of your income, but it will pay 6 weeks of time off if you have a regular, I don't want to say regular, vaginal yes. birth, 8 weeks if you have a C-section. And then on top of that, you get an additional 6 weeks of pay for paid family leave. And that's tremendous, you know, in a time when that is, there's no guarantee for maternity leave and benefits in this country for women. So at the very least, I'll be able to take advantage of that. And so I'm feeling very happy for that right now.
Hallelujah, California, man.
Yeah, California is
sometimes awesome. It helps to live in a deep blue state.
Deep blue. Deep blue, very almost blue. Indigo. Yes, it's awesome. Yeah.
That's good. I opted into that as a freelancer, and I'm really glad I remembered to do that because I am also going to be needing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that it exists. I mean, in this mom's yes. group that I'm in, sometimes we mention it and the moms to be are like, oh my God, I'm so glad you said that. I had no idea. And so I think a lot of people don't take advantage of that. And Because
you do have to send in a bunch of paperwork, right?
Oh, yeah. You have to apply, go through the red tape. There's like a little waiting period, and then they send you like a debit card that they load your money onto every month. So it's definitely like a system you have to get into for sure. But it's really not that hard.
Yeah. I was very happy to see that existed too. And I know that there's so many states where you don't get anything.
Yeah, nothing.
And you don't even get protected, you know, you don't get a certain amount of time protected leave. I'm not sure. I think, is it national, the Family Medical Leave Act, where you can't get fired if you take 12 weeks off?
I think,
or is that just California?
12. Now, see, I'm not an expert. I have been looking into this, but I think for California, it might be 24. Is it?
No, really? We should look.
We should
look
it up.
Before we start talking, this should be a topic of, this should be one of our big topics.
Yeah.
Sometime soon. So we're going to educate ourselves. Mm-hmm. And listeners, if you have any great stories, horror stories from your part of the country or part of the world, I mean, part of the world, that's going to make me depressed because I know that the United States is way behind all other nations, basically, all other developed nations or the global north or whatever term is the right term to use. I'm also not up to date on that. Anyway, the point is the U.S. kind of sucks in this regard, right?
That's my impression. Although I am a little shielded because I'm in the deep blue state of California, but still. Yeah. Would love to hear any stories, tips, or anything that you listeners have. What about you, Laura? BFP or BFN this week?
I also have a BFP.
Ooh.
This is like hard-hitting news. You better brace yourself for this BFP.
Mm-hmm.
My BFP is pineapple.
Oh. Are you craving it?
Okay, so yes, I'm craving it nonstop. So it started, we had the 4th of July this week, right?
Oh, yeah. We did bring some amazing pineapple.
Yes. So I thought, oh, I was at Super King, which is this fantastic market, and there's a couple of them in the LA area. It's a market that carries a lot of like Mexican and Central American foods, but it also carries a lot of Armenian and Middle Eastern and Russian foods. It's awesome. And also has a great produce department. And they had pineapples for 99 cents a piece.
What?
So I was like, I'm going to get some pineapple. I got a pineapple and I had done some research a few years ago on the best way to cut a pineapple. So I'm like real good at it these days. I cut that pineapple in 5 minutes. Maybe less. We should time me.
Yeah.
But I also had done some research a little bit ago about the best way to like pick a pineapple, find a ripe pineapple. And the real trick, and I actually don't know if this was taught to me by a person, like it might have been taught to me by my stepmom, I'm not sure. But someone taught me that you should go into one of the interior leaves on the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, the pokey, spiky leaves at the top, and one of the ones that are like closer to the center, and pull on it. And if it comes out easily, that means it's ripe.
Oh.
And if it doesn't come out, it's if it gets kind of stuck or you have to pull pretty hard, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that combined with then smelling it and seeing if it smells like sweet. It has not steered me wrong, Shauna. I am doing really well with my pineapple picking.
Congratulations. It's good to be able to fulfill your pregnancy craving. So, and it's a healthy craving. Hello.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. So you know how there's all this crap we can't eat when we're pregnant and sometimes you don't know what it is and you're like, oh shit, did I just, you know, kill my baby because I ate a bunch of raisins, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I had this thought, I was like, oh crap, is pineapple like a bad thing? Because, you know, it does have that thing where when you eat enough of it, your mouth kind of like goes numb, right?
I have not experienced that, but maybe I just haven't eaten enough in one sitting.
Ooh, or maybe you're immune to it. It apparently has this enzyme in it. I'm blanking on the name of the enzyme, but there's an enzyme in it that is actually a meat tenderizer. So if you eat a lot of it, you're basically like tenderizing the inside of your mouth.
So you're worried you're tenderizing your baby from the inside?
Well, no. So I was just like, huh, that's a weird thing. Maybe this is something I should avoid.
Yeah.
So I Googled it, and there are all these people who think you shouldn't eat pineapple when you're pregnant because that particular enzyme, they say, softens your cervix. And so I was like, ah, crap, like I'm loving pineapple. It's so good for you. Like it's, you know, a great source of water and vitamin C and fiber. And now I'm like, can't have it anymore. So I dug a little deeper and discovered that, yes, that enzyme can be harm, like could possibly cause uterine contractions or like a softened cervix, but you have to have like, you have to eat like 6 raw pineapples to get even close to the amount. So I'm not running that risk yet. So,
good. So
it stays a BFP
clear.
And
Yay.
Not a BFN. And that is my hard-hitting BFP of the week.
Yay! I'm glad. I'm glad you found something you love and that's actually okay for you to eat.
Finally!
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to our show this week. We so appreciate you. Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager. Subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts, rate us, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Don't forget, we're on Instagram and Twitter at BFP Podcast. And we're also on Facebook, Big Fat Positive Podcast. You can join our community there and interact with other moms-to-be or just fans of the show. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know. It just feels like, oh my God, Lucy has such a special positive. Oh, I just said her name.
We can cut that out.
Okay.
Just say...
I don't know.